Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On today's show, a flight attendant arrested after dancing naked on a flight. What's the problem? Doesn't everybody do that? Five major Netflix changes coming and how they're going to affect your TV viewing. The number one factor that ruins the dining experience when you go out for a nice meal at the steakhouse. One of the best things you can do when leaving your hotel room when you check out. Kellogg's has just introduced a wild new cereal flavor we'll show you. Also, we're going to take a look at the continent's most expensive buffet. It's $140 US to go to this buffet and chow down. Unlimited lobster, unlimited prime rib, but $140 US. You're looking at close to $200 per person for this buffet. Epla Office, sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show. If you're going to be doing some house shopping, real estate, corporate law, estate law, they're proud to be your go-to legal advisors at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Oh, we got something new from Tim's coming this week. One of my favorite combinations on the planet is beef and bacon. This is a product coming on June the 4th. It's called the Supreme Stack. Sliced steak with double smoked bacon. Oh, yeah. The Supreme Stack will be launched this week. Brandon, Burton, Nipaw, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, just 90 miles south of Brandon and beautiful Belcourt. Just a few weeks away. If you love Rascal Flats, what hurts the most? Gary LaVox, Rascal Flats in July, Little John in August, and Tracy Bird in November. Not to mention that this summer they'll be opening that beautiful new trampoline park, and they've got their water park, SkydancerCasino.com, where the sky's the limit. This was making big news on the weekend. A British flight attendant, gets naked. Saturday, May the 24th, San Francisco to London, flight BA-284. Dinner service is about to begin after takeoff. We're looking for Lance. Lance! Where's Lance? He is always so lazy, he's probably in the back on his iPad, coming up with new things to knit in his time off. Where is Lance? However, the crew suspected he was high on drugs. The crew searched the jet, found him in one of the Club World business class lavatories. Now, they must be a bigger bathroom or a bathroom that is exclusive to one particular part of the airplane, because they did have to go looking for this guy. They find him in the bang, bang, bang in the bathroom. He's got music blaring in the bathroom and he's naked. He was relieved of his duties for the rest of the flight. He was told to put on some first-class pajamas. Where the hell did his clothes go? Put on some first-class pajamas, and he was placed in an empty first-class seat for the rest of the journey. The crew alerted the company of what happened. Police were called to meet the flight. The flight attendant was then reportedly removed from the airport in a wheelchair. He received medical attention and was then arrested. He has been suspended of his duties, pending an investigation, British Airways refusing to comment beyond that. What song was he dancing naked to in the bathroom? You know what I think it was? Trump's song, YMCA. And I bet you that got him all wound up. Oh, boy, dancing naked in the bathroom. I had some mushrooms before my flight, and then I started dancing naked in the bathroom, and look, they fired. But apparently, they frown on those things. Cindy says, dancing queen. Oh, man. Dancing queen. in the bathroom, on my airplane. And can you imagine? Eventually, you have to come through that. I mean, eventually, you have to sober up. And once the sober up takes effect, you're thinking, oh, man, what did I do? What happened? What did I do? Nasty, nasty stuff. We are going to go to the most expensive buffet in all of North America. You and I, we're going to check it out. $140 USD. So you're looking at about $200. What kind of stuff are they going to put on the menu, and would it be worth it? How much damage could we do? The No Money Miracle is on at Leon's. Pay nothing till 2027. No money down, not even the taxes or the fees, and no monthly payments with 0% interest. And up to 50% off select beds. It's for a limited time only. Leons.ca, 3635 Victoria Avenue. A great 3-year fixed agricultural mortgage rate right now at Sunrise Credit Union, just 3.85%. Now, the rate is subject to change. Some conditions apply, but it's growing season. If you're ready to grow the family farm, reach out to Sunrise Credit Union, sunrisecu.mb.ca. And it's going to be a busy June at the Elkhorn Resort Carso Nordic Spa, and it starts with events this week. In fact, Zumba is back. Solange is doing Zumba at the Elkhorn on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Kathleen Lagasse is back at the Elkhorn on Saturday, this Saturday at 7 o'clock. They're going to be doing those creative paddles. It's a paddle craft. And enjoy with Kathleen on Saturday. Look for a summer scavenger hunt on June the 9th. Check it out for yourself at elkhornresort.mb.ca. It's North America's most expensive buffet. It is in Rhode Island. It's $140. Is it worth the money? Everybody wants to know. $200 to go to this buffet.
Definitely was going in there a little bit skeptical at seeing, you know, $140 for one person. Just, it seems excessive.
200 Canadian, basically.
But once I got there, it was all you can eat seafood and, you know, lobster, crab legs. These things are very expensive. You could easily get your money's worth if you come very hungry. You don't have to sit there and wait for your food. It's just that, like, you can pick and choose as much as you want to eat.
Yeah, that's generally how it works for buffets. That price tag's a little expensive for your buddy Ty, but let's see what some of the food looked like.
The Nordic in Rhode Island feels like you're dining at a summer resort. Unlimited lobster, crab legs, oysters, clams, seafood in every form imaginable. The crab legs, easily the star, but the land food shocked me. Prime rib, perfectly seasoned steak. This wasn't just a buffet, it was a feast. Then came dessert, custom milkshakes, build your own sundaes, a full wall of cakes, cookies and pies. On a nice day, bonfires, lawn games, and live music by the water. All of it for $140 a person.
Yeah, it's $192. And you see this in Las Vegas a lot. A lot of the Las Vegas buffets have moved away from the kind of marginal food that was kind of meh for like $19 or $25. And they've pushed the envelope. They've pushed it the other way. They've said, okay, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to bring in super high quality food and we're going to charge you $100 or $125. And now the average buffet on the strip in Las Vegas is in the neighborhood between $75 and $100 US. If you're going to go to a decent buffet in Las Vegas, but they've added more shrimp and lobster and high-end items. It confuses my brain because I've never really associated high-end items with buffet before. Normally, when you go to a buffet, the expectations of high food quality are kind of reduced. You kind of go, you know what? The star of the show is the ticket at the end that says, $25, please. You got a full belly for $25. Sometimes the food's not going to be superb. Okay. When some of these people come around the corner and scarf down, you know, crab legs, I'm not picking this. That's a lot of money. And that's just one person. And like Pebbles has got like, how big is your crew? Like six? Can you imagine? Okay, kids, we're going to load up the minivan and we're going to go to the buffet. Six kids, 200 a kid. That's only $1,200 for one meal. Now it's marginally more expensive than, you know, what we're seeing for food these days, but holy crap. Seven kids, two adults, so 7, 8, 9. That's, oh my God, that's $2,000. Holy shit. Happy Rotisserie Chicken Day today. It's Rotisserie Chicken Day. We got some changes coming to Netflix. And I know that not everybody has a Netflix subscription, but the reality is that this is not going to be just changes for Netflix. I think that because a lot of these changes we're going to be seeing at Netflix are going to be coming to most of your major streamers. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for what they call AI ads. Your streaming experience will soon feature AI ads and a new homepage. What the hell are AI ads? Well, you know how your phone is always listening to you and social media is always listening to you? Well, you're going to have specially curated advertisements from Netflix now. Delightful. Wasn't this the reason we got Netflix? Wasn't that so that we didn't have to have ads when we watch TV? It was ad-free streaming. Remember that? Oh, no. They all sell ads at the end of the day. For those who've cut the cord, ditched traditional cable, one of the biggest perks has been saying goodbye to commercials. However, depending on which Netflix subscription you have, you might still see ads pop up at regular intervals during your binging sessions. And while the formula for most commercials remains the same, starting next year, you're going to see AI-generated ads. They're also updating their user interface. For the first time in a decade, Netflix is retooling its interface and shaking up the way things look. So the search bar will move. It's going to look a lot more like Apple TV, which I don't have. Netflix has announced it will also use AI to help generate what to watch next suggestions. Not only will the new shows be based on past viewing, but they'll also incorporate different searches that you made. So if there was somebody, you know, coming over to visit and they're like, hey, can I borrow your Netflix? I want to show you this show. I look for Naked Tigers. Naked Tigers. There's this documentary on these Naked Tigers, Naked Lions, Naked Animals, Naked Mooses at the airport, having love. You're going to go to watch Netflix a day later, and it's like, what the hell? Who has been on my Netflix? Some of the shows they're recommending about these naked animals is just out of hand here. Netflix has announced it's adding shorter vertical videos, like TikTok clips. These will be used to promote new Netflix series and movies. In other words, more commercials, but just for Netflix. Netflix will also stream more live events and specials. We knew this was coming. They've seen some success. We saw it with the Tyson boxing match. We're seeing it with some NFL games. They've got to get better at it. There were a lot of weird things happening while they were trying to stream. They're not exactly the streaming monsters, especially not having the infrastructure to stream to millions of people. Derek says, anyone else getting sick of all the French commercials? Like, come on, get your demography correct. It's I'm seeing French commercials all over the place, which, you know, we have to take a step back here for a second and think to ourselves, wait. So when a company like Tide buys ads in Canada, do they know that they're buying ads in French? Like, is Procter & Gamble aware of the fact that when they buy their ads that they're being produced for the French? Maybe they're getting a choice. If you're buying ads in Canada, do you want French or English? No, we'll take French, please. And then they just, because we're in Canada, that's what we get. I don't know. Or it could be part of the whole cultural thing. Look, you're in Canada, you're going to get French ads just like you're going to get English ads. We're a bilingual country, and this is just a annoying reminder of that, because it's like, I don't understand any of this. What the hell? They bamboozled us. They got us in with, hey, come and stream all the movies and TV you want. And it's only $5. And it's like, what? I'm paying at a time, at the time, I'm paying like $150, $200 for cable, and you're coming along and saying for $5, you're going to give me all these TV shows and movies, plus there's no ads. Sign me up. Everybody wanted Netflix. $5. We meant 15. We meant 50. We meant 500. And here's ads.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's the number one thing that would ruin your dining experience when you go out to a steakhouse? Is it the temperature in the restaurant? Is it the wait staff that just aren't paying attention? Is it the cut of the steak, the temperature of the steak, an overcooked steak, undercooked? A new poll has just come out, and you're going to be interested to know what the number one thing that ruins the dining experience at a steakhouse. If that steak comes and you cut into it and it's like doesn't have a little bit of pink or blood or whatever you're looking for, that's it. Tracy agrees. Overcooked meat. Derek doesn't like a snooty waitstaff. Cheryl does not like the lighting. It's too dim. I find that if I'm not well rested before going to a steakhouse, and it's been a while, I can find myself nodding off. They make it so that it's nice and relaxing in there. Welcome to the steakhouse. Here's your seat. Would you like a look at the drink menu? Can you give me a pillow? Pebbles also doesn't like it. It's too dark. I can't see my food. So you need one of those miner's helmets. And that's like, hello, I can read the wine menu. I can see what I'm eating. It's a little dark in here. So you'll have one of these on. Pop that puppy on, and you'll be able to see everything you need. Cindy says that her dining experience at a steakhouse can be ruined because people are talking too loud at a table over. MJ says the menu is too big, too many choices. The number one thing that could break or make a guest experience at a steakhouse is the tenderness and temperature of the meat. The tenderness. When was the last time that you went to a steakhouse and you cut into the meat and you couldn't cut it? I can't remember the last time because I just make sure I would never go to a place like that. If you're going to have a steak, you got to be able to cut through that with ease. According to Cargill's Future of Beef report, which breaks down data points regarding the habits of steak consumers in the U.S. and Canada, right up there with the temperature and tenderness of the beef, per the report, 89% of survey respondents said that the tenderness of their steak was the most important. The juiciness of the meat, portion size, and seasonings were all next. Meanwhile, 45% of consumers pointed to inconsistency in quality as being something that could taint their experience. 41% said bad side dishes. Yeah, you get a good steak, but what the hell is this vegetable? What is this? I don't even know what this is. Surprisingly enough, according to this new steakhouse survey, a majority of diners don't seem to care much about the atmosphere of the eatery. Only 26% of respondents indicated it was actually important. So fancy decor and candlelit vibes come far down the list to the food itself, which stands to reason. Food is number one, but it's the tenderness. Bring your own chainsaw to get through the meat. You don't want that butter knife. As the saying goes, right? I could have cut it with a butter knife. Oh, God, I want steak now. Steak and rotisserie chickens. Hey, you can get both at Co-ops of Westman. They've got rotisserie chickens right up at front with the deli. Or maybe you'd like some fried chicken. We've had those on Taste of Tuesday. All the sides you could want to go along with it. Check out your local co-op deli. Co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, or Hamiota Co-op. If you're looking at saving money by avoiding the gas station, if you want fewer repairs on your vehicle, if you want to save the planet one vehicle at a time, and many are actually more and more people are moving to EVs, test drive the future today at Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM in Brandon. And our friends at Auto Fashion, from minor dents to a full showroom shine, MPI and SGI accredited when it comes to hail damage. Check out their website, please, at autofashion.ca for a list of all the great services they provide for you and your car. Before we get to a beach break, Kellogg's has introduced a wild new cereal flavor for summer. If you like cereal, check out this new flavor. It's called Crave Cinnamon Sugar Churro. We are seeing churros appear everywhere. It's amazing. 10 years ago, no one knew what a churro was unless you vacationed in Mexico. Of course, they're a Mexican treat, similar to a long, crispy donut with cinnamon sugar on top. These ones have a crispy shell outside, smooth and chocolatey inside. And now at Food Truck Wars, I think the churro truck has taken the top award like 3 years in a row. It's crazy. Everyone loves churros. And now I think Subway's serving churros. You can get them all over the place. Cheryl loves churros. Tracy says never tried one. Well, you know what? Next time there's a food truck around and you see churros, you got to try them. They are good. If you love mini donuts, mini donuts would be like the Canadian/American version. Churros are crispier, but have the same sugary texture on the outside. So you've spent the night at your hotel or nights. You've had a fun time and it's time to go. One of the best things experts say that you could do is to strip your beds and leave all the sheets and your towels in the middle of the bed. Well, why? Apparently, at some hotels, for whatever reason, whether it be poor communication, laziness, or whatever, some hotel housekeepers wind up not changing sheets between guests, pulling back the covers to find this. And the note says, if you're reading this, they didn't change the sheets. Oh, crap. That's disgusting. What would you do if you pulled back your hotel sheets and you got this note? I'd be calmly, cool, and collectively grabbing the kids and the dog and heading to the lobby with so said note. I would be saying I would like another room at a discount, please, if I was to stay in that hotel at all. That's a huge no-no. The internet is calling for hotel stayers to simply strip the beds when you go to leave. Here's an example of what one person does. You take all your sheets, you take them off the bed, you take all your towels, because what happens is if the bed barely looks slept in or it looks like it could kind of stay, then they'll just make it. Not all of them. In fact, I'd say most of them do the right thing and change the sheets. But this way, you're guaranteed that they're going to change the sheets. There's just no way. They could obviously put the dirty sheets back on the bed, but that would take far too much work. Cindy takes all the clean towels, all the towels, puts them in the tub, even the clean ones. What about and your bedding too? Throw everything. I throw it all in the toilet and then I hit flush. I like to leave a plugged toilet when I go to. I put all my washcloths in the toilet, my towels in the sink. Top 7 choices for foods to put in the air fryer, and I'm going to get to yours, too. We're going to talk about that in a second. I can tell you that Brandon's favorite bread is a Kuiper's Family Bakery, of course. Hot dogs and hamburger buns, check. Cinnamon rolls, check. Sweet treats like tarts and monster cookies, check. Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Car making a funny noise, need to have your tires checked, or it's a simple oil change. You know they're going to make a donation to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you go there, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And Headley's Health Hut. Thanks to everybody who dropped by Customer Appreciation Day on Friday. There's going to be a very special Customer Appreciation Day this month, 27th of June. Yours truly will be part of it. I look forward to seeing you there over on Richmond Avenue. And of course, June the 11th, be watching for Win Back Wednesday and a very special Customer Appreciation Day coming up at the end of June. To the air fryer. I love my air fryer. Does your air fryer have a name? Cindy says bacon's got to be in there. Bacon has got to be in there. Top foods to be cooked in an air fryer. At number 7, hash brown patties. And I can't say I've tried these. Tater tots, I bet you, would go along good with this, too. Oh, but you know, a lot of the fried stuff that comes frozen, when you put it in the air fryer, it's already been fried, so it's got a little bit of oil on it, and I think that's what makes this so great. So hash browns and or tater tots at number 7. Pebble says steak is the best in the air fryer. Medium, rare, so yummy, so tender. Cindy says chicken wings in the air fryer. At number 6 in the air fryer is my daughter loves these. Mozzarella sticks. Mozzarella sticks came in at number 6. Pebble says, I love crispy chicken in the air fryer. Does it homemade style. It's so good. It's crispy and it's juicy. And Quentin is reheating pizza. It does do a good job. You get some takeout pizza. It's been sitting for a while. Chicken nuggets, chicken breast chunks. Goes without saying. Again, one of those products that is fried that goes in the air fryer. Gets nice and crispy. Crispy. At number 4 of the most popular things to put in an air fryer, according to the internet, spring rolls. And I think you could widen this up a little bit. And any of the ready-made Chinese food that, again, from egg rolls to fried dumplings, anything that's been fried already, you dump those babies in there. Oh, my God, the spring rolls. So we've done them, and they get so crispy. Holy shit, they get crispy. 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 Cindy says, try this. Bacon-wrapped tater tots. Oh, ho, ho, ho. In the air fryer. Nice. Egg cups. Egg and cheese breakfast cups. Egg and cheese cups comes in at number 3. At number 2 comes as no surprise, French fries. French fries. Can you buy these still somewhere? The Arby's seasoned curly fries? Oh, I miss those. I don't want to have to go to Winnipeg to get them. Can you buy these still? I can't say I've seen these. I would think that maybe someplace like Safeway might have them, like a high-end place. So the number 2 item in the air fryer, according to the internet, is French fries. And that is true. And the curlies are good because they're traditionally a pretty oily fry. And the number 1 thing to be cooked in an air fryer, again, comes as no surprise. It is chicken wings. Chicken wings are ready to roll. Man, they are so good. They were made for the air fryer. I don't do them anywhere else now. I used to do them in the slow cooker and then put them on the barbecue. Could do them in the oven, which is a giant waste of time. You got to do them in the air fryer. Chicken wings are done to perfection, just like you get them in a restaurant. And I would have to second Quentin on the reheated pizza. It's worth buying pizzas on sale. I saw a pizza place in Brandon. What was it? I think it was Red Swan. I'm not sure. That had pizzas on for like 2 hours for $2. And people went crazy. I heard there was like 1,000 people showed up. If you ever wanted to know if the cost of pizza is a little out of control right now, start off, and these are like these medium pizzas, nothing too huge. But I mean, $2, 1,000 people. So I think they were limiting it to four purchases per person. But if you wrap that up nice and good in cellophane, throw it in the freezer and then pop that in the air fryer. That is like a fresh pizza, kids. That is like, and I'll tell you, Kuiper's, when I get their bakery stuff, I always put it in the freezer. It doesn't matter what it is. I freeze it immediately. Keeps the freshness. Keep her sealed. Keep her frozen. And the same with if you see any kind of pizza deal, buy too many, let it cool. As soon as it's cooled down, wrap that in the cellophane and into the freezer, back into the air fryer. Bob's your uncle, and it's going to taste like fresh pizza. It's pretty awesome. Maybe you've done that already. Anywho, that wraps up our time together. Boy, lots of food heavy. And the only travel related stories involved naked stewardesses and airlines or airline staff getting high and dancing naked. May you have a much more normal and enjoyable Monday. I will be looking for you come tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Thanks, Sunseekers. Have an awesome day. We'll see you Tuesday morning at 7.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
Ever wondered if that UFO sighting was a secret government project?
Not because they didn't go to the moon, but because they seen something on the moon they weren't supposed to.
Or if ancient civilizations really had alien architects.
Like, so Roswell, obviously they think they recovered crafts and beings.
On Theorist Theorizing, wild speculation meets seasoned storytelling.
How they dug 2 kilometers below these pyramids and created all the structures that we're now finding.
Join the theorists as they dive into UFOs, cryptids, government cover-ups, true crime, and the weirdest theories the internet and humanity has to offer.
Giza and the pyramids itself being an energy source, you know?
It's not a lecture. It's a round table of curiosity, comedy, and what if.
Maybe they got tipped off by these U-boats that fled to Argentina, that there was something there.
Theorist Theorizing. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.